Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Our Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is January 29, Tuesday, 2019, day 28. Today's topic, Amazing Grace, Changing You, Changing Me. Silence. Put on your brakes and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to work in you. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word, Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 18, verses 1 to 6, Exodus chapter 7, verse 25, to chapter 9, verse 35, Matthew chapter 19, verses 13 to 30, Proverbs chapter 6, verses 1 to 5. Now, pause here. Please read all four passages first before reading my sharing. My listening. The topic I received from Jesus today is Amazing Grace, Changing You, Changing Me. The Holy Spirit challenged me yesterday. In yesterday's blog. Whether I was still staying in Pharaoh's bitter situation, let my people go. Whether let my people go was what God commanded me to do as He commanded Pharaoh to do 4,000 years ago. Do I belong to those people who captured some people deep down into their hearts because they hurt them? The Holy Spirit encouraged me today, reminding me that God's amazing grace has been changing me and free me from those chains and to give me the method to keep in that freedom. Number one, Lord, I love you. Today, Psalm 18 verses 1 to 6 tells us why King David said, I love you, Lord. Because David experienced various names of God. My strength, my rock, my fortress, my deliverer, my God, my refuge, my shield, my salvation, my horn of my salvation, my stronghold. Wow, have you experienced those names of God in your life? Number two, no more fear. Well, if you have experienced those name of God, then there should be no fear in you, no matter what you will face. Enemies, attack, death, anything. Those things would never change the loving relationship with you and God. Today, Psalm 18, verses 4 to 6, I called to the Lord who is worthy of praise, and I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From His temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. Wow, from his temple. How often do you go to his temple? Yeah. Number three, the difference between Pharaoh and God's servants. A, Pharaoh experienced amazing grace. When crisis was over, he sinned again. Exodus chapter 9, verses 34 to 35. When Pharaoh saw that the rain and hail and thunder had stopped, he sinned again. He and his officials hardened their hearts. So Pharaoh's heart was hard and he would not let the Israelites go, just as the Lord had said through Moses. Wow. Now, B, God's servants experienced amazing grace. When crisis was over, they learned how to listen and obey and be willing to bring God's people into his promised land. That is to be true evangelists. Wow. Number four, only Jesus Christ can do it, not you. Those things above, you can't do it, only Jesus. Matthew 19, 22 to 26. When the young man heard this, he went away sad because he had great wealth. And Jesus said to his disciples, truly I tell you, it is hard for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for someone who is rich to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished and asked, who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. May the Lord touch your soul, change your heart of stone, to be a heart of flesh, and that you won't be in the image of Pharaoh, but in the image of God. Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, help me not to have a callous heart or like the Pharaoh, whose heart was hard, unyielding, and refused to let go of your people. Lead me to have your own image and not Pharaoh's image anymore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, how can you count the blessings of God's amazing grace? Yeah, what are those names you have experienced? Number two, what is your next step for this to happen? Number three, what have you heard from Jesus today? Now, I would like to invite you to go to my blog and click the Amazing Grace, My Chains Are Gone, because I think Jesus has something to tell you personally and for you to receive the fresh anointing from the Holy Spirit. May the Lord bless you.